from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we may have a superstar right here. He's a big man. He's very intimidating, and he's damn good. And he's very rich after that big extension he got last year.
Makes me glad I'm not playing anymore.
That's Dexter Lawrence. Nice to meet you, sir. By the way, how about this kid wearing a Mikal Bridges Knicks jersey? How disgusting is this take?
What are you talking about?
Nothing, anyhow. Do you mind if I call you Sexy Dexy, or is that awkward coming from me?
No, that's fine. I get it a lot.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent. Good to see you. How was practice today? I mean, this is perfect weather, right?
Oh, yeah. The weather saved us.
Right. This is nice. You guys go to a joint practice tomorrow with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be, like, fisticuffs and fighting and cross-town rivalries going on?
You know, we ain't going to dodge any smoke, but, you know, we there to get our work in and get out.
Yeah, we just had a conversation, Dex, about the expectations for this season. Now, you've been here for a few years now. You've developed into one of the leaders. Obviously, you're a star in the league itself. How do you see the expectation for this team? Where are you?
Honestly, this camp has been really promising. You know, guys just coming out here and working and competing and, you know, just showing up on tape consistently. And
yeah.
I think that's the key to everything, is just being consistent every day.
Now, this defense is very different than it was a year ago. Obviously, we all know Wink's propensity to just bring the house. Shane's a little bit different. How has it changed for you specifically, but also for the unit?
It really gives the guys up front the keys. And, you know, that's what we want. We play every day. We go out here, we lead. They say it starts with us, and this defense actually gives it to us, and that's what we like.
Yeah.
You go out and you add Brian Burns. Mm-hmm. You continue to blossom into a superstar. Kayvon had a good year last year. I look at the Giants and say the way you guys can be really good is that unit being the identity of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like they and you guys have the potential to be a dominant unit and the identity of this football team?
That's how we walk around every day. And I think it starts with that, just like your confidence and your understanding and just knowing who you are and what your team needs from you. And we all pour that into each other every day.
You know, Tiki mentioned the move from Wink to Shane Bowen. Is that a tough adjustment going from one philosophy to another?
They have the similarities. You know, all came from, like, Baltimore type of thing. So, it's some similarities to it. But this one is it's aggressive by player, not by call.
Wait, so does that mean you get to be to freelance? I mean, you look at the edges and you expect that. You get to do that interiorly as well?
Yeah, it's less controlled and more can be, you know, a defensive tackle.
Right. How do you keep integrity? Right? Cuz the one thing last year that used to drive us as fans crazy was the gashing in the run game.
Man.
And it was frustrating. How do you keep integrity knowing that you do have some freedom? Like, all right, this guard has no chance. I'm whooping his ass. I'm going around him. Right? How do you keep integrity?
I think that's just accountability from room to room. You know, we all know how to play football. You know what I mean? So we all know where we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to fit things. And you got to take that serious in the walkthrough, I feel like. That's, you know, because in spring you're not getting a lot of looks. Then, you know, in camp, like, that's when you start getting more run looks. But we like to pass a little bit here. So
yeah,
I think you take every moment of the run game serious. And from walkthrough fits to when you're on the field and then when you get in the film room.
Yeah.
I think that's how you go about it.
You know, the one thing I'm interested to see develop is, like, what is the attitude of this team like? Are you guys going to be loud? You guys going to be just go about your business? What's the personality of this team? I know what the individuals are. I know what your personality is. I know what Kayvon's personality is and Banks, everything. I know that. Yeah. What's the team personality defensively going to be
I think
like?
This is the closest we've been, really, as a team since I've been here. Every guy knows each other, you know, knows how to lead each other, holds each other accountable. There's no bitching, no complaining. You know, just, you know, we just on it, and we all chasing the same goal.
Why did that happen? Why do you think that like occurred this season?
I think that started with the leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, we all got together, we talked and had an understanding like what we want and how we got to go get it type of thing. So I think it started with the leaders.
What kind of leader are you? Because obviously I think you're you and Daniel must be the longest tenure Giants, yeah, thinking about
and
it.
And Darius.
That's right, Darius too. What's your leadership style?
You guys
like?
Aren't old, man.
I know.
It's crazy. What's your leadership style like?
I'm an example guy. I'm not really a loud rah-rah guy. I know how to connect with people, and I think that's one of my skills. And I know how to get them to do what I need them to do as a player and on the field. So I think that's my type of leadership.
Yeah, I think the one thing that we look at and we say, God, you guys aren't old. Your secondary is really young.
Mm-hmm.
And who's stepping up to be that guy in the secondary? Because we know who we want it to be, but who is it?
Jason Pinnock is stepping up a lot. Isaiah's stepping up a good bit, being more vocal. And the rookies, surprisingly, have, like, they're speaking. And they, you know, they kind of – they listen, they learning and listening, but at the same time, they kind of demanding, oh, I'm the nickel. Like, everybody's talking and loud. And I think that just started, honestly, with – the guys up front, the leaders up front, like me and Burns and Bobby.
Right. Take me inside this now, because training camp used to be, we're going to whoop you rookies into shape, right? I don't want to say embarrass you, but we're going to embarrass you a little bit, like call you out at some points. Is that still the same?
I still try to keep that.
Right. Is that completely gone?
I still try to keep that integrity going.
I mean, it's
right
not college.
There.
You can haze these guys, right? You can get away with it. Like, what do they have to do?
The new NIL got them thinking a little different.
Sure.
But I try to keep them in shape, keep them in their place.
They come in like, how much did you make last year?
Right.
We're talking to Dexter Lawrence. So a year ago, you got the big contract extension. I'm curious, when an athlete gets that kind of money, do you feel pressure? Do you feel like you've got to do more because you just got paid?
Not necessarily. I think my thing is every year I'm trying to grow in my knowledge of my position and what the O-line is trying to do to me. So all my thought goes to that more than – like, all that stuff can go away at some, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't really value myself by how much money I make or how much I should be getting. That is, for me, is more how consistent I could be every day and show up and show my joy and just have fun type of thing. I'm not really pressured by my pressure is, can I be better than last year?
Right.
Type of thing.
Yeah, but it feels good with the zeros on the game sheet.
No, that does feel good. It's a little more free.
Well, when you got the extension, what's the first thing you bought?
That's a good question. Probably a lake house.
Not bad. Okay. Where? Did you stay local?
You're not a beach guy?
I'm not much of a beach guy. And then North Carolina, Lake Norman.
I can't rip North Carolina. I go there all the time.
So do you have a boat?
The dock just finished, so I'll be getting one pretty soon.
Will you fish?
Of course.
Oh, nice. That's how you spend your downtime?
Video gaming. Yeah. Chilling with the wife.
What video game you play?
More like 2K, NBA 2K, Call of Duty.
When you play 2K, first team you pick is usually who?
The worst team. I like to play with the worst team.
So you pick the Brooklyn Nets? Why would you pick the Brooklyn Nets constantly? That doesn't make sense.
He didn't say the Brooklyn Nets.
He said the worst team.
He was implying the Brooklyn Nets.
No, I
he didn't want to say it. He didn't want to offend you.
Why do you pick the worst team? Is that like a competition thing? Like, I can win with anybody?
That's my mindset. That's my mindset.
That's interesting.
All right, Dex, we're going to let you go here. But before we do, one question. It's hard last preseason game because you know you're not playing. How do you keep your mind forward on game one, Minnesota Vikings, because that's when it really kicks off, and that's when you guys start trying to redefine what you guys are going to be this season?
I think we just talked about it. That's funny. I think it's taking these practices seriously. Like tomorrow, like you say, we go practice at the Jets.
Yeah.
We got to take each and every day serious so we prepare our bodies and our minds to, you know, go week one and win. That's the goal.
Now, Saturday against the Jets, you're not playing. Do you know yet if you're playing that
game? I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know yet?
He ain't playing. Stop.
Well, I'm going to the game. I want to know. I want to know who I'm seeing. Dexter, we appreciate it, dude. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.